do you guys move on to this game against the Colts and get ready for that?
You know, we're already starting to prepare, trying to get in, you know, to their roster and what guys they're gonna play with, and you know, start preparing.
Do they look any different year by year? Right now, I know they start off a little rough, and they start to come on right now.
I'll watch a lot more film here in the next couple of days and kind of get a better feel for them. But we know that they're going to play hard. We know that they're gonna be aggressive on defense, and you know, we got to be ready for that.
Is there any more juice to this game because it's a Sunday night game, because it's the Colts, because of everything that went on in the offseason?
It's another game for us. You know, it's the most important game to us because it's the next game, and you know, we're all excited to get up there and play them. So.
10 years ago, this used to be a bigger rival with Brady and Manning. Does this game still carry a rivalry feel?
I mean, we're excited to play, you know, any team in the league. Just, you know, everyone's good, and everybody has, you know, a lot of athletes and a lot of, you know, good football players, so this is no different.
Do you feel like this offense has grown? And what I mean by it, looked like the beginning of yesterday's game, you guys kind of struggled a little bit, and then you're able to make those adjustments. Would that have happened, say, 2 years ago?
I mean, you're always going to face some adversity during the game. You know, there's a lot of different variables that you may face. There's one thing that you do know is you're going to face adversity. So we got to make adjustments, and we got to be able to, you know, to get by and make enough plays to win the game.
What did yesterday's game say about the team's depth?
You know, we have a lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions. You know, we're just trying to continue to get them in position to make plays. And, you know, we made enough yesterday to win the game, and we're going to try to continue to do so.
Dan, I want to ask you about a type of play that Bill talked about this morning, his conference call. It's those rubber routes, I guess, mm-hmm. You call them crossing routes that you did mm-hmm. guys run.
Yeah.
Fairly regularly, it seems.
Yeah.
Like, what's the key to avoiding some of the offensive pass interference calls? It seems like it's a complicated.
Yeah, game. I mean, it's hit or miss sometimes, but we're confident in our abilities to get open and move the ball in those plays. And, you know, depends what the defense is doing, depends what we want to do and our ideas. And, you know, we all feel confident in those.
Is it about showing the referee sometimes that you're not trying to obstruct what the defender's doing? Because it looked like on Julian's touchdown, mm-hmm. you kind of even put your hands up as if to say, like.
Yeah, I mean, you just try to move the ball any way you can, you know. Whatever you can do within the play and within the rules, that's what we're going to try to do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.